Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
We don't have the answer. The man with all the answers joins us right now on the Loud Security Systems Newsmaker line. He was at Georgia's Pro Day yesterday. He is Matt Stinchcomb on the Fan 680 and 93.7 FM. Matt, how you doing?
I'm doing great. I'm riveted by y'all's speculation as to, you know, how far Grand Canyon is from the Grand Canyon.
I think the Road Dog actually gave us
218 miles. I think, by the way, that's
a huge misnomer.
That's usury.
Grand Canyon University.
In a world where we're trying to figure out to pay athletes with their image and likeness, I think they're getting away with something at Grand Canyon.
We get to the bottom of things around here, Matt.
Yeah, you do. I mean, if the Grand Canyon was, you know, had it rights in any way, then you would think, well, I'm sure there are some naming rights. How can you just co-opt a national landmark or your school name when you're not even that close?
We just found out it's in Phoenix. It's a God's honest truth. It's in Phoenix.
It's an abomination. It's a misappropriation of geography.
That's exactly what it is. Before we talk about what happened yesterday in Athens, you were a first round pick. What was your pro day like?
Oh, it's just like the one yesterday.
Nothing's changed over the years, huh?
Sophisticated indoor facility. Yeah, cameras everywhere, multiple networks. I will say the drills are pretty much exactly the same. We did it on a turf field, and I don't think any media was there. I think Chuck was there, Dowdle, but I think he was just kind of there, goofing around. I don't know that it was being covered. And you think, you know, everybody was there because Champ was coming out, right? You got Champ Bailey, so pretty much all 32 teams was pretty interested in him. So it was well represented, as it was yesterday over there in Athens. But the environment was a good bit different, and it, you know, had nothing to do with COVID. It had everything to do with a $14 million indoor facility.
I must ask, quarterbacks or receivers who are at Pro Day get to pick the guy they either throw to or have throw to them, because that's really smart. I want comfortability. Did they let you pick somebody that you could just start throwing all over that field that day? Look at him. He's a monster.
pick a guy to block.
Yeah.
I'm sure you could have gone to downtown Athens and found some kid who had a long night, maybe a bar tab he couldn't pay for. No, you didn't. So it was me and Chris Terry, who went in the second round, high second round, had a great career. So he and I were beating up on each other, and, you know, that wasn't easy because Chris used to play defensive end. So it was like, you know, when we're doing the pass rush stuff, I was like, this is an unfair advantage. He's going to make me look bad, or make me look worse than I'll make him look, that's for sure, with me pass rushing.
Well, speaking of offensive linemen, Matt Stinchcomb is with us on the Loud Security Systems Newsmaker line. I love how people were getting on Ben Cleveland because he benched 225 only 30 times. He talked about chasing the record, but – you talk about his shuttle times and his 40 times. No one that big and that heavy should be able to move like Ben Cleveland moved yesterday. I know that.
It really was impressive. That was the thing. That was my takeaway. I was shocked in both areas. One was, you know, 30 is a really good number. But it's not a great number. And this is a dude that has got an immense amount of strength. He's just a crazy strong guy. And we were actually talking about it there yesterday. You don't lift weight. You don't do any of the stuff they ask you to do at a pro day the way that they ask you to do it in a pro day. You're benching, and it is whisper quiet. And it just, you don't ever bench that way. Yeah. Whenever you're going for a number or a max, everybody's hyped. And, you know, especially now, kids today, they don't do anything without music accompaniment. So, you know, they're in there, and there's this – it's the – deep void of space, just totally silent. And I think the dude he came out of the gate smoking, maybe a little too fast, ran out of gas, peaked out at 30. Anybody else would be high-fiving and doing backflips. But when you look the way that dude looks, you hear a number like 50, and nobody rolls their eyes. They're like, yeah, that looks about right, probably 50 times. I bet he racks it up 50 times, no doubt. But then you go out there and move the way that he did, and I was very surprised, having watched him play throughout his career at Georgia. And he's moved well. He's moved okay. But in the drills, I was really impressed with how well he moves. Not just the 40 time and all that business, but just running through the drills, I thought that is a large human being that is able to demonstrate some agility that I didn't necessarily think that he had.
Here's my problem with all of this, though. It's like having the cheat code for a test. When you know what they're going to do, you should be able to do these things better than normal. I would imagine if you did this to him next year, 1 year in the league, he's not going to do these things as well because he's not going to be training that way. I get a little bit nervous when people start telling me about cones. I've never seen a cone on a field. You know, I've never seen a bench on the field. These guys really are they not in a position to succeed as opposed to fail?
I think that pro days can hurt you more than they can help. I think this, and we said this yesterday on the show, is that what happens at a pro day is one of two things. It either validates what the scouts already want to think about you in a positive way or a negative way. And that's it. I don't think anybody changes their mind on a guy based on their pro day. I think it either further confirms or may, like, if I don't think you can play and you have a great pro day, do I now think that you can play? No, I don't. You know, maybe it's a tiebreaker. Maybe it comes up on draft day that, well, you know, he didn't run as well, didn't move as well as we thought we would, whatever, you know, compared to this other guy, and so I grab him. But I just don't think that anyone's made or necessarily broken. Let's say roll in there and they're out of shape and they haven't
right.
been working. I mean, the Ole Miss Pro Day a couple of years ago was star-studded as it gets. Laramie Tunsil, Robert Kimdichie, and they weren't paying attention to Kimdichie's drills and how he was stepping over bags. They can turn on the tape and be like, this guy's a really good athlete. He's not a natural football player, a really good athlete, freakish athlete. They want to see his work ethic. And I heard the two defensive line coaches talking to each other. They were like, we're going to try to – they didn't say we're going to try to break this guy, but we're going to put it on him. Let's just see how he reacts. And I've never seen as frantic a pacing. They just want to see. They're not like, oh, well, you know, you nicked that one bag as you were shuffling over, so that's probably two or three spots. They're not doing that.
Do you know what the benefit of going to a school that has a multiple? Tell me if this is a good way to think about it. There are going to be coaches who are there to see this guy, but they're also there, whether they thought they were going to see you or look at you or not. So isn't really the benefit of 9-10 guys that you might move up a few spots because somebody now has to rethink you? I'm not saying they missed on you, but there is something to be said where it's happened in baseball when guys get scouted. All of a sudden, there's another guy. It happens at high school football games, but who's that guy?
There was a receiver at Georgia a few years ago, Michael Bennett. He was at one of those camps. That's how he got noticed. They were there to look at somebody else.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, look at, you know, Ben Jones. Shows up at a camp. Nobody was recruiting Ben. They're like, oh, yeah, who's this guy? Some kid out of Alabama. He's a great football player. Still is for the Titans. I mean, nobody was sitting there. He wasn't a highly touted guy. He just happened. Out of sight, out of mind is relevant. That matters.
Yeah.
And there's no doubt that it's like recruiting, I think, in a lot of ways, because these personnel guys, and there were GMs there. Mike Mayock was there. You know, Mike Tomlin is there. Head coaches are there. Coordinators were there. If they're going to sign off on a guy, they're going to sign off on a guy who's big, and they're going to sign off on a guy that's fast. If the tape isn't there, that's how you're going to miss. You're not going to miss small, and you're not going to miss slow. And pro days can help you stand out in those ways. And a guy that's just kind of middling, a guy that maybe doesn't have tape that really stands out, a guy that didn't have this tremendous career, maybe he was banged up, whatever it is, maybe he's at – a position that's really deep, and so he wasn't on the field all the time. There's questions about Monty Rice. Is he an every down player? Yeah, he's an every down player. Did he come off the field at Georgia? Yeah, because they got other dudes that are kind of like Monty Rice. That doesn't mean that he wouldn't have been on the field all the time at most every other program in the country. So I do think that Pro Day is valuable in that regard, and the bigger piece of it was you used to set up interviews afterwards. Afterwards, it's, oh, who are you going to go meet? Where are you going to go visit? And that stuff doesn't happen now. So it's a weird year. It was weird last year. They had a combine, no pro days. This year, no combine, pro days. But it can help some of these guys. I just don't think any of them are going to be made or broken based on that pro day performance.
Is the language pretty universal amongst GMs, coaches, college coaches when they're asking about guys? Because I know that different guys might have a different way of expressing it, but do you know for sure if the language of scouting is pretty universal for everybody?
I think so. I mean, the whole world is just a washing machine. Guys just get kind of spun around. You're at one place and then you're at another place. You're a GM in this one spot, and now you're, you know, some other personnel director at another place, and you're a coordinator, and now you're a position coach. Most of the scouts, a lot of the scouts, I should say, maybe not most, are former players, guys in the league, guys that played in those franchises, and they kind of kick around. So, you know, it makes sense that the vernacular is similar. And it definitely, you know, with free agency alone, football has a common language. You don't go from one team to another and you're like, oh, wait, I have no idea what we're talking about. That would negate the value of free agency. If I got, wait, now I got to learn a whole new system and a whole new glossary of vocabulary words. No, I need to be able to plug and play. And because of that, there's a ton of redundancy. And so from an evaluation standpoint, yeah. I mean, you hear a lot of the same type of terms, phrases, kind of shorthand to describe the type of player a guy is.
All right, Matt, let's wrap it up by mentioning something you talked about to begin the conversation. This is an industry now. Well, that too. This is an industry now. I mean, you look at the players, but this is also a chance for Georgia to show off their wares, their facility, so the recruits can see it on the SEC network.
Oh, yeah. There's no doubt. I mean, and look at the number of guys that are being looked at. And look at how good these players are. And they came here to Georgia, and they developed and got better. And also, you know, it's 50 degrees outside and kind of misty and rainy. It's just kind of a crummy day. But you get to do it in a perfect environment here at the University of Georgia and, frankly, just about everywhere else in the SEC now because you've got this fantastic indoor facility. But good news, they've got a brand-new expansion that will be completed in 5 weeks that's going to blow the doors off of their existing facilities. So it only gets better.
All right, real quick, vocabulary vernacular. Is turd perhaps the greatest word, not used often enough? Use it sparingly. Use it accordingly. But I'm assuming the word turd every once in a while gets thrown around when they're watching some of these guys.
I think it is a formal term. Mm-hmm. It is one that is used, although I will say it does not have, I think, an official spelling. I've seen it with an E. I've seen it with a U. I've seen it with an I. But there's no doubt that it has very specific, very real connotations when implicated.
Yeah, my vowel of choice there is U, but hey, that's just me. Matt Stinchcomb, always a pleasure. Always appreciate the insight and then some as you follow our long and winding road that is pretty much our brains here on Domino and Chiellini.
It's always a pleasure, guys.
Thanks for dancing.
Matt Stinchcomb, the College Football Hall of Famer, with us on the Loud Security Systems Newsmaker Line.
Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
Is there chaos in your closet?
Look, Blouse, you've got some nerve hanging there like that.
I can't help it. I'm jammed in here next to this suit.
Hey, I'm a three-piece, all right? Which means I need a little more room.
You've got a lot of attitude for a linen suit.
I'm a polyester blend, sweetheart. There needs to be room for men's clothes, too.
Hi, I'm Christina, and at Artisan Custom Closets, we help families organize and simplify their closets with customized storage solutions. See what's possible for your home at artisancustomclosets.com and then call us for a free in-home consultation.